I'm Wayne Mauser for Civic Media News. One person is dead after a two-vehicle crash in Winnebago County. On Tuesday afternoon, the Winnebago County Sheriff's Office responded to a report of a crash. A southbound sedan was stopped at a stop sign at Green Valley Road when it was struck by a westbound SUV. The SUV was traveling at a normal speed and attempted to avoid the crash by slowing down. The operator of the sedan, a 60-year-old man from Oshkosh, died at the hospital from his injuries. A 77-year-old town of Poygan man was killed in a motorcycle crash in Winnebago County Monday afternoon. A passerby observed an overturned motorcycle in a field northwest of the intersection of County Road D and Town Hall Road. During an investigation into the crash, deputies determined the motorcycle was heading west on County Road D and had been attempting to negotiate the turn onto Town Hall Road when the operator lost control. The bike ended up resting on top of the motorcyclist. The man was unresponsive at the scene. Officials in Ripon will have a ribbon cutting at Selfridge Park Friday afternoon from 1:30 until 2:30. Bob Nelson has more for Civic Media News.
The majority of the $1.27 million renovation project is complete. There have been a lot of improvements.
We have a new open-air shelter. We have a new inclusive playground. We have an ADA path along the shoreline. We added benches and swings along the shoreline as well.
Ripon Parks and Recreation Director Ashton Zien says there's also a new parking lot, overlook area, and site furnishings. An ADA accessible fishing pier and kayak launch will also be added to the shoreline. On Saturday, August 29th, the park will have a grand opening from 9 to 10:30 a.m., followed by a Cops and Bobbers, a fishing event from 10:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. Zien says cookies and light refreshments will be served at Friday's ribbon cutting, and people can take self-guided tours. I'm Bob Nelson for Civic Media News.
Governor Tony Evers sent a letter to the U.S. Small Business Administration to declare a rapid disaster declaration in response to severe storms and flooding that occurred this spring, which caused widespread destruction throughout the state. Based on joint damage assessments conducted by federal, state, county, and local staff, Governor Evers has requested that Marathon, Rock, Vernon, and Waupaca counties be eligible for disaster assistance. If approved, federal disaster loans from the SBA will be available for Wisconsinites and businesses impacted in the four counties, as well as their contiguous 20 counties. The state's Department of Transportation will hold a live, online public involvement meeting to discuss proposed improvements to 4.6 miles of State Highway 116 in Winnebago County. That stretch of highway is from Whispering Way in the city of Omro to North 9th Street in the village of Winneconne. The meeting will be held via Microsoft Teams at 5 p.m. next Monday and can be accessed through the new State Highway 116 resurfacing project design website. The purpose of the meeting is to review proposed project scope, schedule, and anticipated traffic impacts, and solicit comments and feedback on the proposed improvements. A question and answer period will follow the live presentation. Residents can access the meeting via computer or mobile device by going to the State Highway 116 Resurfacing Project website and click the Go to Meeting link at the time of the meeting. I'm Wayne Mauser for Civic Media News.